Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm ringing about the advertisement in yesterday's newspaper, the one for the bookcases. Can you tell me if they're still available?
We've sold one, but we still have 2 available.
Right. Can you tell me a bit about them?
Sure. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm looking for something to fit in my study. So, well, I'm not too worried about the height, but the width's quite important. Can you tell me how wide each of them is?
They're both exactly the same size. Let me see, I've got the details written down somewhere. Yes, so they're both 75 centimetres wide and 180 centimetres high.
Okay, fine. That should fit in okay. And I don't want anything that looks too severe. Not made of metal, for example. I was really looking for something made of wood.
That's all right. They are, both of them.
So, are they both the same price as well?
No, the first bookcase is quite a bit cheaper. It's just £15. We paid £60 for it just 5 years ago, so it's very good value. It's in perfectly good condition. Well, they're both in very good condition, in fact. But the first one isn't the same quality as the other one. It's a good sturdy bookcase. It used to be in my son's room, but it could do with a fresh coat of paint.
Oh, it's painted?
Yes, it's cream at present. But as I say, you could easily change that if you wanted, to fit in with your colour scheme.
Yes, I'd probably paint it white if I got it. Let's see, what else? How many shelves has it got?
6. 2 of them are fixed, and the other 4 are adjustable, so you can shift them up and down according to the sizes of your books.
Right, fine. Well, that certainly sounds like a possibility.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
But the second one's a lovely bookcase too. That's not painted, it's just the natural wood colour, dark brown. It was my grandmother's, and I think she bought it sometime in the 1930s. So I'd say it must be getting on for 80 years old. So it's very good quality. They don't make them like that nowadays.
And you said it's the same dimensions as the first one?
Yes, and it's got the 6 shelves, but it also has a cupboard at the bottom that's really useful for keeping odds and ends in.
Right.
Oh, and I nearly forgot to say, the other thing about it is it's got glass doors, so the books are all kept out of the dust. So it's really good value for the money. I'm really sorry to be selling it, but we just don't have the room for it.
Hmm. So what are you asking for that one?
£95. It's quite a bit more, but it's a lovely piece of furniture. A real heirloom.
Yes. All the same, it's a lot more than I wanted to pay. I didn't really want to go above 30 or 40. Anyway, the first one sounds fine for what I need.
Just as you like.
So, is it all right if I come round and have a look this evening? Then, if it's okay, I can take it away with me.
Of course. So, you'll be coming by car, will you?
I've got a friend with a van, so I'll get him to bring me round. If you can just give me the details of where you live.
Sure. I'm Mrs. Blake.
B-L-A-K-E.
That's right. And the address is 41 Oak Rise. That's in Stanton.
Okay. So, I'll be coming from the town centre. Can you give me an idea of where you are?
Yes. You know the road that goes out towards the university?
Yes.
Well, you take that road and you go on till you get to a roundabout. Go straight on, then Oak Rise is the first road to the right.
Out towards the university, past the roundabout, first left.
First right. And we're at the end of the road.
Got it. So I'll be round at about 7, if that's all right. Oh, and my name's Connor. Connor Field.
Fine. I'll see you then, Connor. Goodbye.
Goodbye.